Chapter 3, Detecting Separation Anxiety, Signs and Symptoms. The occurrence of separation anxiety in dogs is well documented as it relates to humans. This common anxiety disorder occurs most often in young puppies, just as it occurs in babies and toddlers of humans. Many mental health professionals consider instances of this behavior in very young puppies to be normal behavior. When the disorder strikes older dogs, it may be a sign of alarm. It is very common for young puppies to feel anxious or abandoned when their humans are away. Having broken the maternal bonds that developed between their mother and littermates, young pups are in the middle of a very critical transition period. If they have received the proper training and finally bonded to their owners, most dogs settle into a normal routine. A dog with separation anxiety becomes abnormally anxious when separated from its owner. Playing with a favorite toy may no longer interest the dog. Owners often blame themselves, or worse, take it out on the dog. Lack of proper training or inattention by the owner may manifest itself in the dog constantly acting out. The severity of the anxiety and the behaviors that the dog exhibits vary from case to case. Some dogs become anxious if they cannot actually see their owner. They constantly follow the owner from room to room. Other dogs can tolerate being alone in a room, but will check frequently to reassure themselves that the owner is still in the house, and then go back to their previous activity. Other dogs do not become anxious until the owner actually leaves the home. Some dogs have a period of time during which they are comfortable alone, but they become anxious if the owner is gone for an extended period. This anxiety often increases the longer the owner is gone, and can result in behaviors such as whining, barking and howling, pacing and hyperactivity, excessive salivation, scratching, chewing and digging, urinating or defecating, or destruction of personal items or household objects. Dogs with separation anxiety often exhibit more than one of the above destructive behaviors. In severe cases, dogs have been known to break their teeth. They may even develop eating disorders and lethargic behavior. They tear their nails and skin trying to get out of crates. They destroy doors and break through windows to escape as their anxiety increases. Dogs with separation anxiety also often have an overly excited response when their owner returns home. They may whine, jump, or run in circles. This behavior may go on for an abnormal length of time after the owner gets home, and some dogs will have the same extreme response even if the owner has only been gone a few minutes. One important indication that separation anxiety disorder is the culprit is the timing of the inappropriate behavior. Your dog may be on its best behavior, except during those occasions when you leave the dog alone for a period of time. Risk factors associated with separation anxiety. Punishment-based. Discipline dominance-type training increases behavior problems, anxieties, etc., and lowers scores in obedience. Source of pet. Most shelter dogs have a higher amount of separation anxiety because they experienced it when they were relinquished. When a dog loses its attachment figure, it will start to become insecure. Previously abandoned puppies are more anxious and less secure than puppies who have been with their owner from puppyhood. Anxious dog mothers increase the risk of separation anxiety in their pups. Symptoms may worsen if another dog in the home passes away or is rehomed. A new dog will not help. Excessive social interaction past adoption at 3 months of age. Lowering the risk factors of separation anxiety. Studies show that vaccinating your dog before 8 to 9 weeks of age seems to lower the risk. Pheromones used for 4 to 7 days when the puppy comes into a new home. Number one protective factor is to have another dog at home when you adopt a puppy. Positive reinforcement, consistency, obedience training, and agility are correlated with fewer behavior problems, lower stress and anxiety, and higher obedience scores. Predictability in daily routine. And there is no breed or sex correlation for separation anxiety. Clinical signs of separation anxiety. Separation anxiety-like symptoms may be present for other behavioral causes. If these symptoms present themselves, regardless of who the dog has bonded with is present or not, it is likely not a separation anxiety issue, and you should consult your veterinarian for further advice. Other possibilities for these symptoms. Difficulty in holding feces and urine, a gastrointestinal medical problem. Destruction, not enough exercise, young dogs or outside stimulation, see something outside that could get them excited. bury your frustration. Cannot handle being crated or gated. When you remove the crate or gate, the dog behaves normally. This means the dog is bored, not enough to do. Vocalization. Territorial barker may be barking at things outside. A stress bark sounds very different than other forms of barking. Physical symptoms. If your dog has the acute onset of separation anxiety or general anxiety, there could be a medical component such as pain or a dental problem. Below are the top clinical presentations of separation anxiety. There may be other symptoms present. Follows the owner around. Vocalization, howling, whining. It may knock things down and may be distracted for a minute, but will go right back to howling. Destruction. Doors, windows, and owners, possessions, or items strong with the owner's scent. Elimination. Rarely or never spending time in an outdoor environment. Dogs who do not mind being outside probably do not have separation anxiety. When the owner is gone, the dog may eliminate near doors, windows, or anywhere else. Departure cue anxiety. Distress and autonomic signs such as depression, anorexia during departure, pacing, or whining. Gastrointestinal signs, vomiting or diarrhea. Hypersalivation, a lot of drool on the floor or in the kennel. Increased motor activity, pacing, lying down, and getting up repeatedly. Excessive grooming. Restlessness, shaking, and shivering of the body. Aggression. Occasionally dogs are aggressive at the owner's departure. These dogs have issues that need to be addressed behaviorally. Noise phobias and storm phobias. One will see these signs when the attachment figure is leaving or right after they leave. These symptoms may be cyclical every 25 to 40 minutes. As soon as the dog settles down, the symptoms will start again. However, it is important to note that signs and symptoms need to be formally assessed by a qualified professional. This brings us to techniques for diagnosing separation anxiety. What should I do if I suspect my dog has separation anxiety? If you feel your dog has separation anxiety, the first step is to diagnose the situation with the basic checking of symptoms. And if the dog is having some serious physical discomfort, then have the pet undergo a complete physical examination. It is important to make sure that your dog's behavior is truly due to separation anxiety and not to something else. For instance, inappropriate urination may occur if your dog was never actually fully house trained, or if it has a urinary tract infection. A dog may bark when alone because it feels it is protecting its territory, or because it can hear another dog. I recommend testing to make sure your dog does not have any underlying medical problems, which could contribute to behavior problems or make them worse. Tests may include a complete blood count, a chemistry profile, urinalysis, thyroid testing, a blood pressure check, and an ECG. These tests will also be important to verify the health status of your dog prior to being placed on any medication. Be sure that you have noted information of any other medication your dog is already taking and any previous health problems. What will an assessment of canine separation anxiety reveal? Separation anxiety, being considered as a syndrome of pathological attachment of a dog to its caregivers, usually presents as a constellation of behaviors represented as a syndrome, not just one or two isolated behaviors. Correctly diagnosing separation anxiety requires veterinarians to consider the various behaviors expressed and to determine whether they fit a pattern. A number of other conditions that may be confused with separation anxiety must be ruled out before a diagnosis of separation anxiety can be confirmed. How is an assessment of separation anxiety performed? Owners fill out a questionnaire that encompasses factors such as the dog's background, known to influence the development of separation anxiety, attachment level towards owners, pre-departure and post-departure behaviors, and greeting behavior. The questionnaire should be filled out at the time of the dog's first veterinary visit for early detection of the syndrome. That way, corrective measures can be taken before the condition exacerbates. In addition, all owners of newly acquired dogs should be asked to complete the questionnaire to detect separation anxiety so that, if necessary, they can be advised about independence training. Owners of any dogs exhibiting behavior problems when their owner is away from home should be asked to complete the questionnaire so that a definitive diagnosis can be made. Owners may be asked to complete a questionnaire similar to the one below, checking yes or no or don't know to the questions relating to the dog's history. While not all dogs with separation anxiety have had a disturbed background, many have. So positive answers in this section provide an element of suspicion that separation anxiety is involved. Questions under the heading Behavior relate to the dog's attachment level, pre- and post-departure cues, behavior in the owner's absence, and greeting behavior. Here, affirmative responses may be qualified as mild, moderate, or severe. Scoring the behaviors, see below, gives an indication of the severity of the condition. Note, the following sample of questions and interpretation sections are meant for information only. Use this as a step-by-step guide to help diagnose your pet. In case of serious discomfort to your dog, it is advisable to visit a veterinarian to avoid serious mishaps. History. Did you acquire your dog after 3 months of age? Did you acquire your dog at 5 weeks of age or less? Was your puppy an orphan or hand-raised? Was your dog acquired from a shelter, pound, or pet shop? Has your dog had multiple owners during their life? Behavior. Does your dog follow you around the house? Does your dog become anxious at the sound of car keys, or when you put on your coat or shoes to go out? Does your dog exhibit other problem behaviors as you prepare to leave? Does your dog bark or whine excessively within 30 minutes of your departure? After you leave, does your dog act depressed? After you leave, does your dog have a loss of appetite? Does your dog destroy property only when you are away? Does your dog urinate or defecate in your home only when you are away? Does your dog regularly have diarrhea, vomit, or lick excessively in your absence? Does your dog exhibit an excessive greeting on your return, jumping, hyperactivity, barking, more than 2 to 3 minutes? Interpretation. An affirmative answer to 5 out of 10 questions in the behavioral section indicates separation anxiety. Affirmative answers to any of the historical questions plus 4 out of 10 affirmative answers in the behavioral section of the questionnaire are grounds for a diagnosis of separation anxiety. Affirmative responses to 3 out of 10 behavioral questions, as long as these include hyperattachment, destructive behavior, vocalization, or inappropriate urination or defecation. An affirmative answer to any 3 questions, including 1 indicating a dysfunctional background, indicates a sub-threshold level of affliction, i.e. the disorder is present to an extent but is not definitively diagnosable. Affirmative answers to less than 3 questions usually rules out separation anxiety. For scoring, affirmative answers in any area of the history section scores 1 point, maximum score in this category. Responses to the behavioral questions are scored does not occur equals 0, mild equals 1, moderate equals 2, and severe equals 3. A dog diagnosed with separation anxiety will thus have a minimum score of 5 points. 5 mild expressions of behavioral anomaly in the behavioral section, or a dysfunctional history plus 4 affirmative answers in the behavioral section. Alternatively, a score of 4 points total, comprising the specific behaviors indicated above, could be considered diagnostic. At the other end of the scale, the most severe cases of separation anxiety possible would have a score of 30 on the behavioral questions, plus an additional 1 point if the dog had a dysfunctional history as well. The good thing is that this condition can be treated through behavioral modification techniques and medication. However, the pet owner will want to make sure the animal suffers from separation anxiety, not simply from boredom, before recommending a specific course of therapy, particularly if the treatment includes drugs. In cases that involve the use of medication, it is advisable to take your pet to the veterinarian rather than looking for amateur medication alternatives.